We're living in uncertain times. It's always difficult when we live in such times as this. And although there's been wars going on around the world for some time, war in Europe, as it feels to like at the moment, obviously, it's something that unnerves us. We wonder how it's going to affect us. You know, what's going to happen in the near future? It's a question that people have been asking at every time, in every age. Well, the best place to go is Scripture. And we have one such time recorded for us in Matthew's Gospel in chapter 24. Jesus has been in the temple with his disciples, and the disciples have been marring the temple. And Jesus says, well, you know, almost in a sense he says, make the most of it, because there's going to come a time when, you know, this place won't be left standing. It's going to be obliterated. Now, to his disciples and Jews in general, they could not think of Israel without a temple. To them, this wasn't just a bit of disruption in their lives. This was like the end of the age. And so later, when Jesus is sitting on the Mount of Olives, disciples, and you get the idea, they probably sort of sidle up to him because they're quite ill at ease. And they ask, when will this happen? And what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? That's Matthew 24, verse 3. Jesus answered, watch out that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, claiming I am the Christ, and will deceive many. You will hear of wars and rumours of wars, but see to it that you are not alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of birth pains. You see, Jesus, in a sense, encourages us. Some years ago, I did a series right the way through Matthew's Gospel. And when we got to this chapter, I was thinking about what I was going to preach, and I was looking at the content, and the title came to me. Jesus gives his disciples a guided tour of the last days. And really, this is something to encourage them. Because what he's saying is this, and this is the first thing to note, don't be alarmed. Such things will happen. It's a fallen world. It's a world that's tainted by man's sin. It means that men do evil things. And so don't be surprised. That's really what Jesus is saying. Don't be surprised. These things have got to happen before the age comes to an end and I come again. Such things have been going on for 2,000 years. And they remind us that we do not know when Jesus will come again. But we're not to be ruffled. The second thing is this, and this is a real encouragement. Because Jesus tells us these things, it means God is in control. He is sovereign over everything. God raises up people for his own purpose, and those he raises up, he can humble. Think of Nebuchadnezzar, a great king, an entrepreneur, an international tyrant. And he sees God at work at various times. And what does he say one day as he's taking a walk on his palace roof? Isn't Babylon great? Isn't it fantastic what I've done? And God humbles him like that. God is in control. And Nebuchadnezzar, when he came to his sanity again, had to say, no one can challenge him. Who can say to him, what have you done? God is in control. And lastly, and importantly, it gives us a mission. We're in the know. We know that this world is fallen. We know that people do evil things and atrocities are carried out in the name of ideologies. And we need to share our knowledge and the security that is found in Jesus Christ with others. We have an incentive to evangelize and share the good news. No one has to feel afraid of the future. No one has to feel over apprehensive. Yeah, these things will ruffle us. You know, we won't be jumping for joy when they happen. But the key thing is this. The bottom line is this. We have good news to share. And what an incentive when we live in the light of the second coming. Jesus says in verse 27 of Matthew 24, "For as lightning comes that comes from the east is visible even in the west, so it will be with the coming of the Son of Man." It will be sudden. We don't know whether it's going to be 10 years, 20 years, 100 years, 1,000 years, tomorrow. So, we have a responsibility. But let's put our trust in Jesus and his word. Verse 35 of this chapter, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away." World leaders may say a lot of stuff. They may do a lot of stuff, not all of it good by any means. But their words will fade. Jesus' words stand forever, and we can have hope in that. And I'm just going to pray. Gracious Lord, we do thank you for the security we see in your word. And Lord, we thank you that because of this, we can live in the light of your coming again. And we can be assured that you are in control. And that we are also charged with taking out the word to others. May we be faithful servants as we seek to live in this day and age and witness to your saving grace. Amen.